This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Monday magazine, on this Christmas Day 2023, Paul and Macca, couple of really quick messages. I know we've got someone else on the line. From Greg in Croydon, thank you for a year of brain-activating radio. Someone asking, has Macca got the jive on? No, not quite yet.
This is happy. Ho, ho, ho. Greg, thanks for your message.
Yes.
Guess so, who? We got someone on the line, Macca.
We have. We've got and someone who's done this last lot of years, Josh Burns, the member for McNamara. Good morning, Josh.
It is tradition, gentlemen, that we catch up on Christmas morning, and it's a nice tradition.
It is.
So now, Merry Christmas to you.
And to you, Josh.
Are you at Phillip Island again?
I am. I'm here. I arrived yesterday, and it's very, very quiet here, which is just wonderful.
And Josh, I got to ask you, were you woken up early this morning by your daughter?
Yes. The answer is yes, and they're very wriggly in the morning, children. So I think as you get older, you learn to be more still in the mornings. But anyway, yes. That's still something I'm trying. It's still a life lesson I'm trying to impart.
So today's a day, Josh, where we get together and we reflect on the year past and think about the year ahead. But it's also a day where a lot of people might be on their own. For whatever reason, and that's what message do you have for those folk?
Well, first of all, Christmas can be a really difficult time of year for people who are on their own or people who have lost loved ones. Who for Christmas it usually was a time where you'd spend time with someone, and then for whatever reason those circumstances may have changed. So, for whatever reason and whatever your day is, that's completely okay, and I hope that everyone is okay throughout this Christmas. Obviously, we want people to relax and enjoy and just to take a deep breath. It's really important. I think it's been a really big year, Macca. I think everyone's pretty tired, and I think people deserve a chance just to catch their breath and have some nice food and relax a little bit.
So big family lunch, Josh? Big extended family?
Well, the timing of this call was actually really good because it means that as soon as this call is over, I've been instructed to get cooking, and uh-oh. I can't tell you the exact recipe because in case one of my rabbis are listening, they won't be too pleased with me. but it will be a Christmas feast.
It's only once a year, Josh. I'm sure you'll be forgiven. For whatever
my grandmother used to say, it's more important what comes out of your mouth than what goes in. So let's stick with that.
And just Josh, tell us, are you a culinary expert? Are you pretty good in the kitchen? Pretty handy?
I like cooking a lot, Paul. I do enjoy cooking, and one thing I do like doing over the Christmas period is make pastrami. It's something that takes a long time, and I don't usually have that time during the year, but I've actually just cleaned out the meat smoker, and it'll get a run probably in the next couple of days. We're going to make a big batch of pastrami, which I'm looking forward to. Yeah, bit of a party trick, I have to say.
Now, I'm going to make a suggestion, and when you raise this, tell your wife you can blame me.
Got it.
Josh should buy himself a present for a year's hard work, and once the sales start after tomorrow.
Where are you going with this, Macca?
What you should buy, Josh, is an electric slicer.
Oh,
now we're talking, Macca.
Now they're not as expensive as you think. You can get them for under $200, and so just think, when you make that pastrami, you are going to be able to be like the old,
like a professional deli,
like the old Jewish lady in the deli going, slice thin, slice thin.
well. That I mean, it's like you're sort of conceding to my dreams, Macca. But no, that does sound absolutely wonderful. I also do like, I am a fan of a good thick slice of pastrami as
well.
Oh, yes. Like a good, like if you're going to Katz's Delicatessen in New York City,
yes,
the carvers there, which takes a whole, you know, there's a whole apprenticeship that in order to become a fully qualified carver, but they do really perfectly thick pastrami that melts in your mouth.
You've got our audience this morning. Everyone's sort of salivating now, thinking of food.
And you know, I like it sliced really thin, you know, like almost like shaved, you know, with, you know, some Spanish onion, you know, some,
perfect,
you know, a little bit of, not, you know, like a mayo, something, and in a crusty white roll. There is nothing better. Of course, when you get old, your teeth are no good, so you have to, you know.
Josh doesn't have to worry about that.
we do a bit of a homemade what's sort of like a Big Mac sauce here, which goes very nicely with the pastrami. So it's like it's a bit of pickle relish and some mayo and some mustard. Ooh. It's really quite special. Yeah.
Now, have you got a present? Did you get a present?
Presents, Josh?
You know what he'd like?
I think
Josh would like an increased margin in his seat.
that'd be a great gift. No, we do. I've got a couple of nice bottles of Plonk, so I'm looking forward to opening them up. A nice rosé and a nice red. So they're very nice, and I'm just happy to have some time with my family and to unwind. That's really all I need.
What do you want most in the year ahead, Josh?
I think peace, Macca. Mm. I think making sure that the world has, there's two big wars at the moment that are raging on, and I really want to see, peace for our friends and for people across the region. Australians have many connections into many parts of the world, and I really want to see a more peaceful 2024.
And Josh, can I just say, that's just beautiful. I think, you know, we often say here on Saturn Mag is that we just want everyone to get on with each other, you know, and equality is a major part of
our... We do take sides. We take the side of humanity.
Exactly.
Yep.
And a big thank you to you, Josh, because you're a massive supporter of Saturday Magazine and of Joy. You know, there's not a lot of people that are as consistent as you are, being with us, you know, once a month on a Saturday and coming in and making the time.
Yeah. It's really appreciated. And, you know, I want to thank you for that. Thank you, you know, for your support of Joy, the encouragement you give us, you know, and the friendship and encouragement you give me. It means a lot to us all. So thank you. And I want you to have a really good day. You do have permission, one, to have a nap this afternoon.
Yeah. Thank you. That will be taken up, don't worry.
But at some little time, just sneakily have a look on your phone. There's a German supermarket that might have electric slices for sale.
You know the way to my heart, Macca. This is nothing better than an Aldi special buy.
And if nothing else, an electric slicer, while you're slicing the pastrami, you can think about, you know, how wonderful it is. Oh, I can do this thick. I can do this thin. I've got an electric slicer. How effing good is that?
The world's problems will dissolve away one slice at a time.
They will.
Josh, thanks for joining us this morning.
Gents, I really appreciate it. And thanks for a big year. And look forward to catching up next year. Have a great day.
We'll see you
Cheers.
Soon. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye.
You are on Saturday Magazine, which is on a Monday. I keep saying, I reckon it's
Christmas Magazine.
It's Christmas Magazine. It's Paul Magazine. And isn't it, you know, look, it's great that, you know, so far we've spoken with Justine Della Riva, John Pesutto, opposition leader, Josh Burns. We've got Ange Barry, our Joy CEO, coming up. Then Lord Mayor Sally Cappie, who has confirmed we are going to be speaking with Sally. Then Nina Taylor, the local state MP for Albert Park. Zoe Daniel, member for Goldstein. Then Ro Allen. Then we've got a few songs. Richard Keane from Living Positive and Senator Dean Smith from WA. Now, I wonder whether Dean – be a bit early for Dean. Do you reckon he'd be
– No, he's been getting up earlier recently when we've been talking to Dean.
I reckon – because he'll have a big Christmas day.
Of course.
But, of course, you know what Dean waits for.
The speech.
It'll be the King's speech, Christmas – it used to be, you know – and I always imagine him sitting there in a, you know –
kimono.
A kimono or a, you know, a nice – dressing gown with some slippers with
silk
with a royal crest on them. What do you reckon?
I'm sure that's very true.
Hand on the heart.
Dean will tell us. We've had a message, Macca. Thank you, 162, for your message. Thank you, Macca and Paul and the SatMag team this week. Commendable stalwarts and leaders of our community. Thank you. Macca and I love being here on our Christmas day. It's a nice place to be.
And you know, one of the great things that at this time of morning is there's no traffic.
The journey was really good.
Of course, around midday, it gets
a bit busier.
Gets really busy. And I remember one year, you'll like this, Paul, quite a few years ago when I had my MX-5. And I had been cajoled, threatened, encouraged to dress up as Santa for a gathering. Anyway, I did. And I was it's when I was in Doncaster, Donvale, and I was driving along Doncaster Road, and it was quite a warm day, but dressed up as Santa.
You would make a really good Santa.
Yeah, and, you know, having a ciggy, of course. Anyway, I must have been going a bit quick, and I got pulled over by the police.
Yeah, really?
And he walked up to the car, and he's looking at the car, and he's looking at me.
Where are your reindeer?
And he goes, "Oh, good afternoon, sir." Or should I say Santa? And I said, "G'day." And he said, "So what is your excuse for driving too fast?" And I said, "Santa's late." And he smiled and he goes, "Okay, I'll pay that one. Just slow down."
So good. Bit of Christmas cheer.
Santa's late.
Bit of Christmas cheer. Stay with us. We're going to be talking to Ange Barry in a few moments.
Tenor's on. Tenor's up. Joy.
Joy is brought to you with the support of our members. Sexual Health Victoria, leading reproductive.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.